Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Boobs, bikinis, and a broken air conditioner. Let's go to Jamaica.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
This wasn't very Jamaican. We should have played Rihanna. What were we thinking?
You know what? I don't want to play Bob Marley and be so obvious.
I didn't say Bob Marley.
I wanted to say Rita. Take us anywhere, Rita. Anywhere.
We know what song you'll be playing on the way home.
It's so good. It is Monday night. Welcome to Real Housewives of Orange County. I'm your host, Hollywood Leon. Your lead host. I'm just kidding.
What happens if you ever move out of LA? Do you have to become like Kansas Leon?
What?
If you move out of L.A., you can't be Hollywood Leon. Can you be, like, you know, Ohio Leon?
I'm actually Valley Leon, because I live in the Valley. And I have my shady panel for you guys that I love so much.
Hey, Shadesters, what's up? It's Thomas Erlina. You could find me everywhere at Thomas Erlina.
Hi, guys. It's Haley Clover. You can find me everywhere at Haley Clover.
Haley Clover. Thomas, we're missing Maite, but she will be back next week. Let's get into it. Let's talk about something. We're finally at the mid-season. The trip is here. And all I have to say is people are ready for the turn-up.
Yeah.
People are ready for the turn-up. I've been seeing it on Twitter. We have loyal, optimistic followers still. But you know what? Some people are smelling the desperation. And that's why the Housewives are tweeting the promos this week with hashtag not boring. Like, please, don't go away. It's getting good, I promise.
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
I know. We're just, like, waiting. So I just want to say, I just want to note that we are just, like, still holding on to Orange County. So I really feel like the ladies really need to bring it, and they kind of are on the trip. But we're just hoping for a little bit more in general. We're just going to say that.
I thought there was going to be a little bit more on tonight's episode. This was kind of an appetizer I wanted and then wasn't full after it.
Well, that's what it was. It was an appetizer. I guess next week is going to be the entree.
Oh, next week looks like the entree, the dessert, and a dessert bev.
I know, but it's like, we should have known. It's the first part to the trip. You know, there's always a couple parts.
Yeah, I mean,
they always
have to set it up. They have to show you the landscape. We have to see the property that's being advertised. You know, like, we have to get that whole shebang, and then next week
we'll... And I feel like Shannon has just put her mark all over the trip, and just bad vibes all around. Bad vibes. We're going to really get into that juice of that orange, because that's what tonight is about. Mm-hmm. Shannon just kind of giving everyone a bad taste. It's like, relax. Drink another red stripe if you have to. Everyone is packing. Hooker, bathing suits, kids running around. Let's get out of the OC. Linda from Coto Financial. Hysterical. Amazing. I love her passive aggressiveness. So we're off with her blessing. And the red eye is the only way to fly, because you get to sleep. You take that Ambien.
I love red eyes.
Just don't tweet while on Ambien. Just go to sleep. Go to sleep. You're crazy. Yeah, by the way, Bravo was running all day vintage episodes of Orange County. Yeah. So we got to see Naked Wasted all over again, which was amazing. I want Emily's travel bag, not yours.
Yeah, that was fun. I like your suggestion.
Which will play into the theme later, not yours. So we arrive in Jamaica, politically correct. They asked, can we wear these hats?
Yep.
What do we think about the beginning of this episode?
I love the part where they were asking if Shannon wanted to room with the other women, just because it's fun. And, you know, this franchise, they don't really fight over the rooms like New York.
Oh, man.
So they had to do, they had to drum up. Yeah, they had to drum up something. And I love how Shannon was like, no.
Yeah, I mean, like, God, Shannon, really? You're such a bitch. I just had to say it. Sorry.
I love it. Kelly's the pusher. Kelly's just like, you know what? Let's give her a little gentle push.
Well, I loved that, too, because Kelly knew that Shannon would be pissed off by her doing that.
Yeah, she knew it.
The cocktails look amazing, too, when they arrived. That frothy, multicolored contraption.
Made me want a pina colada real bad this whole episode.
Ugh, really?
Does this season not feel like 4 and 2 versus it being a, like...
What's
six,
4 and 2?
Like Kelly, Kelly, Vicky. Oh yeah, Tamara,
there's definitely
Shannon,
a divide.
It's like 4 and 2. So when I watch the show, I'm like,
until next week.
Until next week. Until episode 14.
The teams, they are changing.
If we're gonna divide it, I love how it's already going. The sorority house against the old ladies. Really, really funny. Vicky needs it 4 times a day.
Yes, she does.
That's true.
I do.
I don't know. I mean, I would like to have it 4 times a day. But who has time for that? We should make time for that. Thomas was onto something. If this was New York, there would have been some sort of finagliement happening. You like my word?
Yeah, they would have been picking straws.
Yeah.
Straws, there would have been fighting. There would have been just a bunch of yelling. Kelly dives right in and with the old folks' homes and... The division is set.
Do we think that Shannon is trying to not let them pop off on a storyline with her? Like, what is the issue here?
I don't know. She's blaming it on, I'm going through a lot. I have a divorce. They're the last thing on my mind. Like, you really think I have time to think about starting a friendship with them when I'm going through all this?
I think she just doesn't want to be friends with them.
That's totally believable. But you know what? There's a time and place for everything. You went on vacation with them. She's not giving them anything. The walls are up.
Also, too, like, if you ask somebody to go on a vacation with you as a celebration to you, like, be nice to them. You know, totally. This whole thing was like, we're going to celebrate my, QVC success. Don't have me on your congratulatory trip if you're not going to talk to me.
Well, we're going to really get into Shannon and the offness. Yeah, we're really getting into, because she really put up the walls tonight. But we did have a little bit of a scuffle. It was a friendly scuffle between Tamara and Vicky fighting for the best room, which looked super basic to me. And the air conditioning, there was no air conditioning in Jamaica. 99% humidity. What is that about?
Oh my God, that would have killed me.
Oh no.
I would have been asking for my money back.
Yeah, like boob sweat, ball sweat.
Just trying to sleep.
Or they should have relocated or something. Like, they should have had an option. Exactly.
Well, they're already getting that place for free. It's like, what else can they...
True. There was a lot of complaining tonight, though, which was kind of...
They complain a lot. Why didn't they complain about a new hotel?
Yeah.
If it was New York, they would have been...
They would have been gone.
Bethany would have been the first one to go.
She would have paid for her own hotel.
Bethany would have paid for her own villa, and Ramona would have been like...
a private jet.
She would have had a guy take all of her luggage to...
Of course. She would have been like, I can't stay here medically. Like, I'll die.
Right.
I need vodka.
So you got to stay hydrated. I feel like in this 99% humidity, the only thing that Shannon is worried about is Zika. Beware of the Zika. Kelly's scared of STDs. Well, you know what? When you're out in the battlefield, you just got to protect yourself, Kelly.
Right? Just wrap it up and go get yourself tested.
She's single now. Those are the problems she has to deal with.
It's funny.
There's dinner. And there's a band. And it's still hot. And Shannon says, they sold my house. And she starts crying. And everyone gives her... undivided attention.
Yeah.
Notice how everybody's like engaged, and Gina's like, wow, that sucks. That's like awful.
Right.
At least giving like some peanut.
I'm living in a casita every other Saturday.
God.
I know.
What is with the word casita? Like, say casita again.
Casita.
Casita. Casita. How about like villa by the beach or something?
It's a casita.
No. Are we in Spain or Mexico? No, that's
a casita.
casita means little house in Spanish.
Okay. She just wants to zhuzh up wherever she's
going. I assume it's Spanish style, that's why.
No, but like when she rented it, like when you're looking for places here, that it clearly said like 2-bedroom casita by the beach.
So she's like running with it.
And so she's just like, it's a casita. That's what I'm renting.
It's a casita, and you know what? We're just going to go with it. It's different. We're just so close to...
But you're so right. They give Shannon their undivided attention.
Meanwhile, they really did. Shannon's like on Instagram while Gina's talking.
Yeah, I feel like they all went down the line. Shannon was crying. She said she didn't want to move. And, Kelly brings up the less fortunate, and we hear crickets.
Okay, so I think maybe she brought it up in a bit of...
a jab.
Yeah, a wrong way because...
kind of like, shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
Rich it's like, woman problems.
You've been to the soup kitchen twice now. How old are you? Like, if you only went because your daughter wanted
like,
to go back.
I'm a good person. I went to the soup kitchen in the last 2 weeks. Yeah. So I'm like really... really good right
Kelly
now.
Kelly could have said something like, I just did this with Jolie and it was actually awesome. We should go with
well,
your
Emily
girls.
Well, Emily said
and
she wanted it. Maybe
which
she,
I did like.
I think
I feel
she
like
kind of got
her
the,
too.
Exactly.
She beat her to
she
it.
She got the idea from Emily because Emily's like, I wanted to do that. Remember when I brought it up to you?
And yeah.
She's Kelly's like, oh, like, we went.
Yeah, we went. And that's why Jolie won MVP for last episode.
Yes. Stay tuned to find out who the MVP is for tonight's episode.
Oh, yeah, because we got one.
It's good. And we have a news and gossip section for you guys tonight.
Tweets
it's going to be lit.
From you guys.
Plus personal interaction stories from the housewives. I'm going to get myself an orange. Let me just say that.
What do we think about Miss Shannon?
Are you in
the
middle?
On social media.
You're off in the back.
I'm going to make myself
You're
in the middle.
In the
I'm like, Vicky,
like
move. Move, Vicky. I'm in the middle.
What do we think about Shannon being on her phone while Gina's talking?
I'm telling you, Shannon
is this
is
intentional
just...
or not?
Shannon's like
And
in
then
high
she's going to, like,
again.
The excuse is going to be like, you guys, they just sold my house. Heaven forbid, I was just texting my daughters to let
she
them know.
She definitely wasn't texting.
First of all, you live
She
in
was
a...
texting,
no, no,
but she wasn't sending it.
First of all,
no, well,
notice
was,
that the send button never got hit.
But then she switched and she went into an app and it looked like either Facebook or Instagram because she like zoomed in on a pic.
Oh, God. Shannon. Knows?
But first of all, she's living
Why
in a rented house. You know what happens to rented homes?
Exactly.
They get purchased. It's like she knew this was going to happen.
Save up 2 months of that alimony. That's a down payment right there.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
She's got
Just
the money.
Get something. Just, you know.
Well, anyways, Vicky's face is like malfunctioning and Kelly calls it out. It's so funny. And you know what? Tamara is done. She's like, we're not going to the hospital. I don't care if you're dying, you get hit by a car. Like, I'm not going with you. Like, we always have to have medical attention.
Oh my God.
So
Vicky,
I'm just going to splash some water on you. Water heals everything.
Oh God. Thank God they didn't go to the hospital.
If I have to hear one more ailment that she has,
exactly.
I'm going to kill myself.
And when she couldn't even have the normal flu. She's like, I have influenza B. I'm like, that's the flu.
Yeah.
Influenza, that's the flu?
Oh my God, I have a friend that used to do that shit. And we'd be like, you mean the flu?
Yeah.
She'd be like, yeah, influenza. My doctor said I had influenza. I was like, yeah, that's the flu.
The flu. You know what? Have some NyQuil and call it a day, girl.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't understand Shannon. She's just doesn't want any new friends. She's Drake. No new friends.
Mm-hmm.
Water
Which,
heals
like, actually,
everything.
Gina brought up, and I don't, you know how genuine it was, but her saying that if Shannon was more open and open to more friendship, she might be in a better place emotionally than she is right now, which I think is totally true. Stop cutting people out of your life when you've already got people leaving your life. That's, like, so much pressure to put on yourself.
Totally.
But no one's, like, I think Gina's right, though. No one's asking you to, like, you know... go down on me. I'm just saying, like, ask me how my day is.
Well, you don't know that. Maybe,
well,
that's,
a lot of
maybe
people,
that's where this all started.
This is New York. Sonia would be like, I will.
Yeah.
A lot of people in the comments, though, on our AfterBuzz TV, and we appreciate you guys commenting, were saying that kind of, like, Shannon doesn't want to be friends with her because Gina has rubbed her the wrong way. So why the hell would I want to be friends with somebody that...
She has some excuses.
You know what? I'm
They're
okay.
not fully valid.
I'm okay with that if that's the reason. Then, but why can't you just say, listen... we got off on the wrong start, and I'm not really trying to have a friendship right now.
Or just say, look, we got off on the wrong foot, and I'm going through a lot of stuff, so why don't we just, we're going on vacation, let's just start over, and let's be cool. Let's do a shot.
She's too cool
She's
to do that.
She's not even giving that.
You know what I mean?
She's
not
She's
giving
too proud
us anything.
To do that,
yeah, it's a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah.
But Thomas did bring something up. Thank you so much for commenting and for being with us in the live chat. We really, really appreciate it. Hello, everybody.
Well, and along with your comments, if you guys can also subscribe.
Exactly.
Because AfterBuzz produces shows for literally all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi. There's really no other network that's working harder to serve you guys. So if you could please subscribe, it would help us a ton. And really don't worry about any of those like pesky notifications because you can just click off of those notifications so you don't get any of them. But at least you'll still, you know when your favorite people are on, like us. Mm-hmm. Hey.
Yes.
But yeah, please let us know that you subscribed in the comment section so that we can shout you out on the show and so we can talk to you some more. And otherwise, just thank you so much for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes, the ESPN of TV Talk. And guys, you know, it's something let's do. Let's do a little poll. Let's keep it active. And I want to get you guys engaged. Mike Bowman, hi. Carrie, hi. I know you guys want to know who the real MVP is. But for now, I want to know who the best bikini was. Because I was really feeling Kelly's outfit. I really like Gina's bikini. Who wore it best? Who had the best bikini? I'll give you guys a couple minutes to think about it over there in the live chat. What do you guys think?
Am I allowed to guess? Yeah, or am I allowed to say my opinions now?
Yeah,
I know who you're going to say.
Is it Emily?
I knew it.
I loved Emily's outfit.
Emily looked like a babe. She's got a rockin' bod. I loved her high-cut one-piece swimsuit. And I just loved her energy. Like, she was just down for whatever this trip.
Yeah.
Which I appreciated. Even Gina, who was scared of that water, was just like... That's good on vacation.
You need people like that.
Yeah. Why would you travel? I mean, that's a long flight from California. Why are you going to travel all that way to do nothing?
Yeah.
Besides what you could have done at home.
She'd be a Debbie Downer.
She stepped it up because on the previous episode, Shannon has been saying how Emily has been begging for Fun Shannon to come out. So this was Emily's moment. And because she said Emily, I'm going to give a variety for a show and say that Tamara was my favorite because...
That's fine.
Her body's banging.
Oh, the red bikini?
Yes.
The one on the beach, yes.
Yeah, I mean, her body's hot. Banging and she is just killing it. So my vote is for Tamara.
My vote is for Kelly's bikini. I love
which
it.
One?
The
was
it white leopard? One.
Oh, the white one.
The white one with the white cutout here and it had a little white Shaw. My second would be Gina's. I love Gina's white bikini as well.
Well, yes. She packed. She had so many, remember?
She did have a lot.
In the previous episode.
And then they had Bellinis, and I love that Tamara stuck to her vodka soda, splash of cranberry. I wish I could be like that.
And Red Stripe had a moment tonight.
Yeah, they were really heavily featured. Good for them. Have you guys ever had a Red Stripe?
I have not.
I have too.
Yeah,
it was okay.
And I feel like in Jamaica, I traveled to the Philippines this year. They have like those kind of brands. That's kind of like your travel beverage.
Someone was saying in the live chat, why didn't they have any rum drinks? They're in Jamaica. I'm like, where's the ganja? But I actually heard that it's really illegal in Jamaica, from what I know.
Really?
Yes.
We don't need any jail scenes in this
exactly.
season.
It's kind of an oxymoron, but I heard it's very, very highly illegal.
Interesting.
So they start to talk and they say, you know what, I really want to be friends with Shannon. Last night we even spanked her and she didn't give us anything. Later to find out that Shannon's like, yeah, they injured me.
Did you see
that's what they did
when they were she was just like and they were just like
they were spanking her and she had nothing. Her face was blank. I don't think she felt anything. They were spanking her, girl. Like, come on. The others are at the spa asking 1,000 questions. I'm like, why don't you guys relax?
Oh my God.
You're here to relax.
That
Jesus.
Literally is like maybe one of my biggest pet peeves. Because if I'm going to the spa, obviously I don't have like the money to shell out to just go to the spa all the time. So I'm like, I need this dead silent. I need you to rub me down for an entire hour.
Can you guys
and then tell
quiet.
You what to
oh,
do.
My
yeah,
God.
Like, oh God.
Kelly has a rash. And the
she's
girls, yeah, apparently they just injured Shannon. Shannon is such a buzzkill. Tamara brings up that she feels sorry for her and that she's an enabler and that, you know, she seems sad. And then the word sour Shannon came up, which...
Gina said that.
Yeah, I kind of liked. So the other girls decided to throw her in the pool, in the mineral pool. Good.
Sour
get
Shannon
some
sounds
going.
Like this candy line that would be...
You know what? If it's a Sour Patch Kid, then it's fine. Melt that sourness away and give us that sweetness.
Exactly.
They're spanking you. Come on.
Were
now.
You ever a fan of Shannon? I mean, not that you're not now, but like, were you ever in the beginning saying like, oh my God, Shannon was so fun and now she's moved to
I
negative?
I have to keep it real. And I have always appreciated Shannon because she has moments where she's funny. Every viewer, everyone has to admit, she has made us laugh before.
Oh, 100%. Like when she dresses up for everything. Yeah.
But as far as being one of my favorites, she has never been one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And I have never been crazy about her. Thomas knows my entire AfterBuzz
life.
I've just never really, because she's always just been really naggy to me, really negative. And I really feel like that really came out in this episode. The vibes. Like, nobody wants to be around someone that wants to desperately get away. Everybody sits down and you want to go to the van. Like, nobody wants that. Nobody wants to feel that. And what Emily said was totally right. I feel like a jackass, she said.
Right.
And I totally understand that. Like, all kidding aside, like, I don't have to beg for your friendship. These people have lives and kids, and they're really trying to be nice to you, and she's not giving anything.
Right.
So if your other friends are noticing that, and they're bringing it up, but they're not bringing it up to your face, like, Tamara's like, why don't you just give them a chance? I'm like, why don't you say that instead of saying it in the confessional?
Right.
You know, so I don't know. Kelly too. But at least Kelly said, look, for 2 years I didn't really talk to her, so...
Yeah, hang in there.
Yeah,
Kelly's
exactly.
in a good spot, though, because she hasn't alienated herself from anybody, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, Gina has clearly had a couple drinks, because that shot of them on the beach when they're all relaxing was a different cup. Remember, she ordered a Bellini.
And then she had a regular,
like, vodka-looking cup, and it was empty.
Patronized.
But that's when she brung up... Well, I don't know what's going on with Shannon, but people cheat when there's something wrong in their relationship. And I'm like,
shade.
Whoa, glass houses. Yeah. We are like on the brink of finding out what's boiling in your pot right now. Your glass casita. I don't know if we should be throwing stone. That's crazy right there. Because
she truly doesn't believe that that's like. Happening.
No, that's fine to say, but like now her husband really can't be
but
cheating on
her. But that's doing like liquid courage language.
Yeah, that's
this
what,
is
that's
after
why,
4 or 5 cocktails.
That's why I brought up the glass thing, because I'm like, she clearly had a couple cocktails.
But you know what? They're talking to the right person, because they know that it's going to drum up drama, so thank you for doing that, because they're talking to Tamara.
Exactly.
And I know that that gives us viewers a little bit of life in terms of just wanting some kind of conflict, because we enjoy that.
She's not really loyal, so she'll always just give you the tea.
We'll see some
tweets.
She's
like, yeah, she doesn't even
have her name.
She doesn't even masturbate. And they're like, what? That's what's wrong with her. She needs to release the demon. The air is still broken in Jamaica, and they are drinking, and they're pre-gaming.
Whatever they're doing.
Exactly. They're pre-gaming for this murky water rafting, which apparently is clear water. But because it rained, all the like dirt went in the water. I don't buy that. That I feel like
the
it
whole
is,
thing.
I feel like it's always brown.
I don't know.
Thomas, did you pick up on that as
I
well?
I did. We both
no,
did.
I mean,
we were looking
yeah,
at
totally.
Them. We were like, wait, what?
Come on, like, just say, look, the water is brown. Just get over it. But they were like, it's usually clear.
I want to look it up in their
you can see all the way to the bottom. Exactly.
Go on their Instagram right now.
Someone look it up and relate back to us. Tweet us at Hollywood Leon, please.
at Ohio Leon. He's moving.
How dare you. The rope swing time comes out and Tamara's boobs come out for about 2 minutes. Like,
oh
it's
God.
Not like they just came out and she was like, oh my God, my boobs are out.
If I
they
invested
just out.
As much money as she has on her tits, I'd let them out too. Shit.
They were out. She was rescued. She gave the guy a hug. Like, she had a conversation.
They were still flipped up.
They were still flipped up.
They're so perky.
They wouldn't move because they're just, they've been done like 3 times,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, literally, she's had to have spent at least $35,000 on her boobs.
And remember, she got the facelift too, so it's just like.
Her facelift looked good, though.
It
Vicky's
did.
Face is just kind of like.
Vicky's face looks scary. It looked like a lion, which I kind of commented on Tamara's photo, and someone wrote back, you nasty.
Ah!
So nasty and so rude.
Exactly.
Well, I do kind of live for every montage that they show of Vicky because she looks different in every single scene.
We're getting almost to
the
MVP. Let's talk about this water rafting ride that requires a cocktail before you go on it.
That was cute.
They're like, before you go on the water raft, how about a refreshment?
You know what's interesting? Nobody was wearing life vests. So how deep was that
Shan
water?
Was holding
I think,
it.
I think it just
she
like went up to
waist.
Your like waist or something.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Okay, so this seemed like a terrible excursion to pick because the guys were funny that were
they got
the
out
leaders
of, Groupon
of rate. Yeah, exactly, that were, you know, leading their rafts and stuff, but because the water was gross and they were literally just in the jungle, like, you couldn't see anything. There were no sights, so they were just sitting on this river, like, just kind of killing time. Like, there was nothing to look at.
They were singing.
They were singing. It would be different if you were ziplining and you were going on these, like, gorgeous mountains. They're literally looking at the same thing for, like, an hour and a half. Like,
yeah.
That's well, probably why Shan wanted to get
that's why
the hell out
I
of
just
there.
Wouldn't have gone to Jamaica. They were talking about the Caribbean and, like, bringing up all these places.
But Jamaica's
like,
some cool, like, they've got
I
cliff
know,
diving and, like, some cool stuff
maybe
there,
they just didn't pick the right things to do. I don't, it's not on the top of my list.
It sounds like, it looked like they were doing something next week. So
well, they obviously also thought about what could be good to just have on camera to have these women be, like, pairs of two
well, right.
and, like, I get that Emily's more
sister
to
had
do.
Just gone there, so they like they had to like go there.
I guess, yeah. Emily's like this trip so far better than last season's trip when they went to Ireland?
No.
No.
Even though everybody was complaining about
Heather
the Ireland.
What was the trip where they were like.
Iceland was last year.
That was the worst one. They had nothing to do. It was Iceland.
Yeah. Iceland.
And they had nothing to do. The best part of that was Vicky coming out with the thing over her head. The sheet looking like Michael Jackson. Let's talk about the MVP, which is an amazing person.
Yes.
She's a champion. She is a therapist.
She provides Red Stripe.
She's a friend. She's a companion.
You're gonna make me cry.
She's a champion. It's Trishana! Trishana the bartender. And Dave Quinn, who we like on Twitter, said, the campaign starts right here. Make her a housewife.
Yes.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Dave Quinn is on it every time.
Dave Quinn is on it. You know what? Like, Trishana, I hope they tipped her well. God bless her soul.
For real.
Vicky had to break down and recap the last 5 seasons of Real Housewives of Orange County. She talked about Brooks. She talked about her new love. She talked about her heart being broken and that she just can't take it. Just, I can't take it if something else happens to my heart. If my heart is broken one more time, I just don't know what would happen. My heart will not be able to go on.
I couldn't deal with the, I try so hard to not do anything that will upset left. Him. I was like, girl, give it a rest. That's why you're not married, because you're trying so hard.
Even the Debbie Downer
hard.
Left. She was like, I can't do this, and left. She was the only one. No one could save Trishana.
She wanted the van, the AC, and a pillow.
Trishana's like, I've had my heart broken as well.
2 times.
But I had to clock in and come to work today. And serve you Red Stripe. So that's why she gets
she
the MVP.
She couldn't have even left because that is where her post is. So she's just like, you know
God bless her soul. She's doing God's work. That's what she's doing.
Yeah. She might have had
Hopefully
a red
Hopefully she's got a Twitter because she's got a lot of followers.
Yes.
Well, Shannon is just... She wants to go back to the van. Everyone just feels kind of like... Blue balled.
And I feel like Tamara already
like,
knows.
What's going on?
I love that Tamara brought up 100 times too. Oh, I'm cool. Yeah. I feel great. I'm really cool.
But
I
she says that intentionally. Yeah. Says that intentionally because she knows Shannon's personality.
Quick
so
poll.
She knew that real
Would
quick.
You guys jump in the water?
Yes.
Thomas?
100%.
Yeah.
Me too. You're in another country.
I'm in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Especially if you had given me a few drinks beforehand. There's nothing I'm not doing on that vacation.
If you're playing our drinking game, don't drive home tonight. I'm just kidding. So let's get into our news and gossip because it's really good tonight.
And then I feel like we have a lot of production.
And it involves me. And it involves me. Well, you know what? It's no secret that we just love the Housewives and we really want them to come on the show. That's why we're always asking you to beg and plead and tweet them. And we're always doing our fair tweeting and asking ourselves. Asking them to come in and share the opinion. Share the secrets and set the record straight. Well, they really haven't been doing any podcasts lately. So when I saw that they had done Danny Pellegrino's podcast, it was quite a surprise. Emily revealed that Shannon Dore ran away from her and Gina, the quiet woman. So apparently, the podcast people were there. Shannon was there eating. When these two showed up, Shannon bolted the door. So apparently, what's happening on the show is still happening in real life. Shannon doesn't want to have anything to do with Gina, nor Emily. Here's where I get involved. I saw that they had done Danny Pellegrino's podcast, and I'm like... Emily, what is good? So you'll do his podcast, but you won't do mine. And she responded with, you just want shame. So I messaged her back. He messaged me first, baby.
Truth.
You know what? It'll never work out. He likes Diet Coke, and I like Coke Zero. So just based on that, sorry.
Yeah.
Let's get into our tweets because they are saying a lot tonight. They're speaking volumes. The Real Housewives of Orange County fans are always tweeting it up. Tweets.
All right, let's get into this first one. It says, watching Tamara throw shade about her BFF Shannon makes me sick. Hashtag RHOC is worse than ever. Tamra is a two-faced B. She has new buds.
F-U. Jeez.
Mm. Harsh.
You're so angry.
What do we think about that before we go into this next one from Kate?
I said that earlier. I feel like Tamra is mad at Shannon because of the Eddie thing, the unsupportive thing.
Yes.
Yeah, she's definitely still not over it.
It's all coming to a head. But I feel like instead of just being a little bit, because she said she's warning her in a sense, like, I feel like it's all coming to a head. I give someone fair warning, like, if you do that again, you're going to piss me off kind of thing. Like,
she's not even giving her warnings.
She's not. She's just doing passive-aggressive comments.
See, yeah. She's going to do that in the next episode. So I actually kind of get it. It's a terrible trait, but I will, like, literally hold it in because I don't want confrontation until I just can't hold it in any longer, and then it just explodes, and then you're like, oh, shit.
This is Haley Judge.
If I can have your body, that'd be great.
But you know, what about the loyalty aspect? Because totally. They've been friends for so long.
It would
long.
Be different, I think, if it was like, you know, if it was my best friend. I think I would just be much more honest with them for sure. But I don't know. I feel like with the timeline here and just all of the like stress of shooting and all that kind of stuff, I just think it's a little bit more of a high-strung situation than we'd probably imagine. And so it's easier to come out like that. And you're putting these like, you know, situations where you wouldn't be put in a normal, like in your normal life. Like, they're not going on these places because they're choosing to. Like, this is all created for them.
All right, so let's go on with Kate Casey. I miss the old days when Vicky peed on sheets. That was so hysterical, like watching him clean that mattress, though.
That was so funny. And, you know, like, in the other franchise, they're not just peeing. Like, the Real Houses of New York City were pooping everywhere.
Oh, my God. Yes. That was so funny.
Here we go. Stormy, one to you. And as far as Emily goes, Shannon isn't the only one that doesn't like you. I don't either. Bye, Emily.
Ooh! God, they're so shady out there.
Leave it to me to pull these tweets up.
I know. Do you just not like Emily, Thomas?
No,
I liked her a lot more today than usual.
Well, you know what? People are always tweeting her stuff about her body, and I'm like, why are you guys saying anything negative? Her body is amazing.
Oh, I thought her body looked sick. I love her curvy body.
It's great. And you guys don't understand. Like, these cameras, they add so much. I'm actually so tiny.
Svelte.
And I'm sure she's so freaking tiny, so I don't understand why they're even saying anything negative about her. You rock.
Danny Pellegrino is getting so much love today. So he writes, they could replace Shannon with that depression medicine cartoon, and I don't think anyone would notice.
So funny.
Shade.
Oh, yeah. Well, Danny Pellegrino is sticking mics in people's faces.
Thank you guys for putting in your tweets. We definitely check out all of them and keep tweeting us hashtag RHOC to be featured on our after show.
And tweet AfterBuzz and include us in the tweet so we see it. We'll shout you out. Mm-hmm. You'll be on the screen. You'll hear us. And people that are downloading us on iTunes and Spotify, we'll be listening as well. That is our after show. Thank you so much for being with us.
Predictions, can I say?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? It's the Jamaica trip. We need to know what's happening for next week.
Okay. Yeah. Let's get into it.
I jumped the gun, the pellet gun. You're going to need him in Jamaica.
Yep.
Yaman.
Would you guys camp in the middle of Jamaica?
No, man.
Near the murky water?
Just because of safety reasons.
What do you think is going to happen next episode and for the rest of the season? Do you think the ladies are going to bring it?
So I think we're about to see a 5-on-1 situation. All the women against Shannon. And I'm like super excited about it just because I'm ready for some drama. I've been a bit bored. And so I need something to blow up big time. I need someone to cry and run away without their shoes on. Maybe trip into the pool on the way over. You know, something big.
Take the mic out. Throw it.
Yeah.
Something. I like when they take the mic off.
I'm done. Yes. I'm not doing this anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that next week Tamra is going to really be under fire. I think the women know that she's been talking about Shannon behind her back. And they are all gonna attack her and make sure that Tamra really says what she's been saying behind people's backs
to Tamara. Their faces. Yeah, Tamara. Yeah, that scene.
Tamara, why don't you?
Yeah.
Gina, that's amazing. Yeah, Tamara, why don't you tell her what you've
and
been
doing? And Kelly making? Jumps yeah. into it. Yeah, Tamara.
Yeah, she always does.
Kelly's so funny.
I think with Vicky, too, Vicky with the hands in there, I think Vicky is still dealing with, like, PTSD over, like, having been alienated, that she's like, I'm not doing anything wrong. Like, I can see
her playing that. We don't know what happens, but in the scene, she jumps back to Tamara.
Exactly.
No, but when Shannon attacks her like that, she puts her hands up immediately because she's like, okay, Shannon and I are vibing. So she, like, throws it up, like, she just,
conveniently, over a raft. She was like, I just think we're in a good place now. Yeah. Tamara.
I don't think it matters how many fights Tamara and Vicky have been in. Those two will always have each other's back for some odd reason.
And I think more than Shannon, because I feel like Shannon and Vicky, when they fought, it was really, really dirty. You know what I mean? I feel like Tamara, if Tamara can forgive Vicky over the Eddie thing, they'll always come together.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I really feel my prediction for the next episode is that Shannon's going to cry a lot. We're going to do a cry meter for next week and see how much tears we could fill the room with. Shannon's going to be crying. It's all going to be coming to a head. And I just really feel, I hope that Tamara really reveals what she's been feeling, because I really feel it will be what will break the enabling habit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe it'll shape the relationship into something different, something better.
Possibly.
And we hope Shannon finds some joy, because just, we don't want all this negativity. We want them to have fun.
Yeah, me too.
You're in Jamaica.
Yeah, go crazy, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
Go play some Bob Marley, Stir It Up. That is our after show. Finally, right, guys? We have nothing left.
No, we're good. Thank you.
Guys, check me out on Sunday. Camping on HBO. I play opposite Jennifer Garner, David Tennant, Juliette Lewis. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be super funny. Make sure to check it out Sunday, 10 p.m. Camping.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. Watch my YouTube show. It's called Your Time with Thomas. I'm wearing my merch hat tonight. Make sure to subscribe and follow me everywhere at Thomas Rulina.
Guys, you can see me on the Shameless After Show on Sundays at 7. If you don't get enough of me here. Otherwise, I'm everywhere at Haley Clover.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Bye. See you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.